passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. To plan for the future, it helps to understand the past. That's the idea behind the Texas Hometown Horned Lizard Essay Contest, where students collect historical data about horned lizards within their communities.
We have a program going on right now called the Texas Horned Lizard Watch that is collecting current data, but we don't have historical data.
Marcia Reimer coordinates the Nature Tracker program for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Reimer says horned lizard populations have declined dramatically over the years, and in order to develop a management plan for the animal, they need to understand its historic range.
We use the historical information and lay it out throughout the state to try to find out what has gone on with those populations throughout the state.
The contest, in its fifth year, is open to students in grades 3 through 12. Download a booklet with contest rules from the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. Marcia Reimer says this year she hopes she'll see more essays from students in East Texas.
We're getting a lot of information from West Texas and the Panhandle because that's where the horned lizards currently are most populated, but we aren't getting a lot of information out of East Texas. So I'd really like to see some individuals or teams out of East Texas send in essays.
The submission deadline is February 1, 2006. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.